And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. Guess what it's titled? House on a Rock. House on a Rock. Plus, we'll look at that connection between mouth and heart. Yep, there is a real connection there. And Chris George and Tammy Ashland join us to talk about the Meet the Mayor, Meet the Need Luncheon.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey. So much more. I mean, so much more. Not just some more. A little bit more. But so much more. And we're asking you, hey, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Paris police say a gunman has killed a police officer and wounded another before being killed himself in an attack on the Champs-Élysées shopping district. Paris police spokeswoman Joanna Primevert says that the attacker targeted police guarding the area near the Franklin Roosevelt subway station Thursday night at the center of the avenue popular with tourists. The attack came 3 days before the first round of balloting in France's 10th presidential election. Security is high preceding the vote after police said they arrested two men Tuesday in what they describe as a thwarted terror attack. President Trump believes he will soon get new health care legislation passed by Congress. Trump, speaking Thursday in a White House news conference with Italian Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni, says there is no give up even after the White House's first plan failed last month. President Trump was also defending dairy farmers in Wisconsin and New York State from what he says are unfair practices by Canada. He says Canada's dairy measures are a disgrace.
And our farmers in Wisconsin and New York State are being put out of business, our dairy farmers. And that also includes what's happening along our northern border states with Canada.
A 15-year-old Tennessee girl who disappeared with her teacher more than a month ago was found safe at a commune in California, and the teacher was arrested. 50-year-old Tad Cummins surrendered without incident in Cecilville, which is in northern California. Authorities said they found Cummins' Nissan Rogue and later located the pair. The pair's disappearance March 13th came after Cummins was investigated by the school system when another student reported seeing the then-married teacher kiss the girl at the Culioca Unit School. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 174 points to 20,579. The Nasdaq rose 54. The S&P advanced 18. This is SRN News.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Two verses in Proverbs appear right together, and they seem to contradict one another. One says, "Do not answer a fool according to his folly." And the next verse says, "Answer a fool according to his folly." So which should we do when we hear someone making a fool of himself? Well, it depends on how we answer. If we argue, we become as big a fool as the other. But if we wait for the right opportunity and share a word of wisdom that will help, then we have done the person a favor. We need wisdom from God to know when to answer and when to remain quiet. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's wisdom on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Visit ready.gov/kids and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Do want to let you know a couple of different things. They are relatively important. Let's make sure we get to them right off the bat. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Sam Rasool, one of the top real estate agents in the country. Eighth out of 25,000 in Southern California. You believe there's that many realtors? It's unbelievable. Anyway, if you're looking for somebody to come to your house and tell you what it's worth, not just based on comparables alone, not just based on comps alone, but they take into account the blood, sweat, and tears, the tender, loving care. You want Sam to come out to your place, give you the numbers, and if he gives you the number and you're like, no way, I don't agree, you don't have to use him. He doesn't. It's not like you signed something for him to tell you the value. It doesn't work that way. Additionally, if you end up selling your house through Sam, what he will do is take 25% of his gross commission and give it to whatever ministry or church you want. And in addition, yet again, from the Sam point of view, if you need work on your house because it, you know, needs a little fixing up, maybe a front door or something along those lines, Sam will forward up to $25,000. $25,000 for you to fix up your house. And then when the house sells at the close of escrow, he takes the money back, doesn't charge any interest. That is a fantastic opportunity. ThinkSam.com, his phone number for those that do not know, I can't imagine why you wouldn't, but I'll tell you now, 858-780-1-SAM. 858-780-1-SAM. And if it's not for you personally, and you know somebody in your sphere of the universe, and you want that person to touch base with Sam, we say, Tugboat Todd and I,
send them to Sam.
That's right, folks. You can't get live reads in stereo anywhere you go. You have to really search for it, maybe on the internet. Okay, let's make sure we cover one more thing, and then we're going to do the one of the most unique DDDs, because it's a DDD about DDDs. How about that? You haven't heard that before. Don't forget our good friend Steve Wheeler from Whitefields Ministries, which I believe at this point has landed somewhere on the planet. That's all I got for you, because it could have been Japan, it could be China, it could be Egypt, it could be, I'm telling you, you just don't know. But here's what you can know. They take the gospel to the four corners of the earth. They
encourage and support rural pastors and are looking for people to do that as well, as these rural pastors plant churches all over the world, especially in what's called red zones, places where it's not favorable for Christians to announce they're Christians. This is one of the things that Whitefields Ministries does, is they support them, protecting them in the sense of giving them prayer coverage and financial coverage and educational support. That's the kind of stuff that you like ministries to do. They also help with clean drinking water and networking between ministries and ministers and churches and missionaries. Whitefields Ministries can be located at whitefields.org. Whitefields.org, out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 34. Go to the website, check out some of their testimonies, and you will understand why they've been connected to us and us to them for quite some time. Let's get ready. Let's have our sound, our first DDD, entitled House on a Rock.
On a Rock. On a Rock.
That's a little bit of cheating, but it works for me. It's like, okay, we had the song Our House, and then we wanted to add Our Rock, so Tugboat Todd went in there and went, Rock, on Rock, on a Rock. Very funny. Here is the first DDD on DDDs. Ready? Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49. Get ready. You have not heard this before from me. You might have heard it, but just not from me. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do what I say? I will show you what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and acts on them. Three things. Who comes to me, hear my words, and acts on them. He is like a man building a house. He dug down deep. These are the words of Jesus. He dug down deep. Ready? D-D-D. Dug down deep. Come on! If you've ever listened to this show, you know, okay, that is pretty good. Dug down deep and laid his foundation on the rock. When the flood came and the torrent crashed against that house, could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not act on them is like a man who built his house on ground without foundation. The torrent crashed against that house, and immediately it collapsed, and great was its destruction. All right. So I'm doing my devotions, and you have to understand where I go in these kind of things. I'm doing my devotions, and I'm looking at this story about building your house upon a rock or building your house upon no foundation, or another translation might say sand. And so you're getting this differential between how somebody builds the house. And I'm looking at the differences between the person who built the house on the house that lasts and the person that built the house on the house that didn't last. So I'm looking at that. That's what I want to see. So the first thing that you might not be aware of, because most people will read this text and say, well, see, that's all about a person who does what Jesus says versus a person who doesn't do what Jesus says. And that is 100% correct. And you would be right. And you get a gold star. And here's your little red mark. And congratulations. And you get a cookie. You got it. All right. But there is an additional element in this teaching that you may not have caught, which I have never caught. Maybe you have caught it. And I'm just a little slower, which is highly probable, but Jesus says, the person who comes to me, the person who comes to me, the person who comes to me hears my words and acts. He puts that in contrast to a person who just hears the words of Jesus and doesn't act. Do you see the difference there? In the first example, it's a person who comes to Jesus, they hear the words of Jesus, and they do the words of Jesus. In the second example, it's a person that simply hears the words of Jesus and does nothing. That's the difference. It's not just the doing and the not doing, but also the first person who built their house on a foundation, they built it because they came to Jesus, listened to what he said, and then did what he said. It's really difficult for people to do what Jesus says if they don't come to Jesus to find out, but they just hear it floating in the air. You have to come to the Lord. And in the Lord, you get his words. And in his words, you get the strength and the touch and the encouragement to accomplish that which you hear and walk with him. So there's a difference there in people coming to Jesus and not coming to Jesus. Those are the people that came to Jesus are the people that, listen to this phrase, dug down deep. Dug down deep. That means deep within. They pulled it all out. Dug down deep is also D-D-D. Come on, you have to love that, right? And here's the reality check in that process. A person who digs down deep, who comes to Jesus, digs down deep, listen to what Jesus says, and works on doing it, that person will not be shaken by storms. It doesn't say the storms don't hit them. It says when the storms hit, it's not going to have the impact that it could. That's the difference between coming to Jesus, listening to what he says, and doing what he says, and those that just hear and do nothing. In Jesus, there is no shaking. In Jesus, there is no crash, immediate destruction. There is always an endurance. And what's powerful about that endurance is that is how you and I get through. We talk about it all the time on the show. Different tools, different elements that connect us to the Lord that help us prevail. Well, prevailing in the Lord has to do with coming to the Lord. It has to do with listening to the Lord. It has to do with doing what the Lord says. And just be honest, it has to do with digging down deep. Kind of like a bulldog and going, nope, I'm going to get this done. Because it's that attitude that enables you to endure the storms that are coming. It doesn't say, oh, some people get the storm, some people don't. Rubbish. But when the storm hits, you want to still be standing. Get it, got it, and keep it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
In the days following Easter Sunday, it's probably a good guess that a lot of people are thinking more about Jesus. Today, we'll tell you what researchers say they're thinking. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. A Barna study released days before Easter that looked at how adults see and relate to the central figure of Christianity shows that almost all Americans believe that Jesus Christ was a real person who actually lived and that the majority of Americans have made a commitment to him. 93% of Americans say they believe Jesus is a real person who lived on earth, according to the survey of a representative sample of adults in each of the 50 states. 63% of U.S. adults say they have made a commitment to Jesus that is still important in their lives today. 31% believe he was uniquely called to reveal God's purpose in the world. 9% say Jesus embodied the best that is possible in each person. And 8% say that he was a great man and a great teacher, but not divine. The survey, whose sampling error is plus or minus 3 percentage points, and at the 95% confidence level, also found that 59% of Americans have no doubt that Jesus will return to earth someday. A separate Barna study found that while an increasing number of Americans are reportedly abandoning the institutional church, many of them still believe in God, and practice faith outside its walls, describing that group as those who love Jesus, but not the church. How would you describe your health care? The word affordable probably is not the first word that comes to mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is now available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KBRAZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KBRAZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things to remind you about. One, if you want to send us an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt, so that might help you stay current. We've got some special guests in the studio. They're not coming on to the next segment, but we are going to be talking about a pretty intense, kind of a cool East County meet the mayor lunch scenario. So that's going to be coming up. You're going to get more information on that in just a little bit. It's actually called Meet the Mayor, Meet the Need, but we'll get to that in a bit. I do want to talk to you about this DDD, plus also a couple events. Don't forget that we have our event tonight for Mark Larson and Larry Elder, of which that is from our sister station, called President Trump's First 100-Day Tour, and Larry Elder's in town now. Mark was here earlier. They're both going to be together tonight. Should be a lot of fun. You go to kprz.com and click on the banner to get the details for the tickets. Additionally, my good friend, Dr. Robert Jeffress, has now joined the KPRZ family, which is kind of cool. He's on Monday through Friday, 11 a.m., Pathway to Victory. If you've never heard Dr. Jeffress, great teacher, very knowledgeable dude. Plus, he liked my book. So that's two pluses, right? Plus, he's in Texas. Maybe that's not a plus. But he's going to be speaking at our luncheon for the pastor's lunch. That's a plus. So it's three plus. There you go. Not bad. All right, we're going to get into our DDD as Chris and Tammy kind of, just kind of get used to the studio. They're finding out, ooh, it's cool in here. It's cool. It's colder than one would think. We're going to do a small DDD, devotional diamond of the day, and what we're going to talk about is mouth and heart. Mouth and heart. Now, what does that mean? Well, Luke chapter 6, verse 45 says, "The good man brings good things out of the good treasure of his heart. And the evil man brings evil things out of the evil treasure of his heart. For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks." That's pretty interesting when you get a scripture like that, because Jesus gives us tools, not just to draw closer to him, although that's a big part of it, not just to draw closer to one another, although that's a big part of it, but also to have certain senses of discernment and understanding where different people and different things are coming from. So somebody may present something to you that sounds fantastic, but the Lord requires you to do some testing, verifying, make sure. One of those easy tasks to do is to listen to what somebody says. Here's the worst part about what I'm about to tell you. This counts for you listening to yourself. Uh-oh. That's where the accountability comes in. Three times Jesus says, good things, good treasure, good man. Three times he says evil, evil man, evil treasure, evil things. And you're thinking, well, why does he have that emphasis? Because out of the heart, the mouth speaks, which means that our words often reveal what's going on inside. People don't want to admit it, and yes, people fake it for a while, and yes, if you've ever heard a politician who's not really of Christian base or anything like that, you'll notice that the politicians have a wonderful capacity to do a lot of spinning in their speech, but if you sit with somebody, talk with somebody, hang with somebody long enough, you find out this one incredible thing. Eventually, who they are manifests by what they say. So what you'll see in reading the Gospels is how Jesus pointed to the kingdom, how he spoke of faith, how he spoke of love, how he spoke of commitment, how he spoke of surrender, how he spoke of surrendering himself for the sake of others. And you'll find out
how some of the Pharisees spoke from a legalistic point of view, wanting to prove people wrong, wanting to always be right, wanting to be in the power, wanting to be in the position to control. And then you'll see Jesus going, if you really want to be great in the mind of God, become not great in the mind of man. And you'll see where they're coming from by what they say. So why is that important? Well, it's not giving you a license to judge everybody else. I know some people out there going, oh, good, I get to listen to people's words and throw darts. No. What it means is that you should be listening to your own speech to make sure that you're reflecting in your heart what the Lord is doing and making sure that you're in that connection place. And then you should also be using that as a sense of discernment when you're dealing with other people. One of the things that I have in this position that I'm in is I've had 1,000 conversations. And you get to see when you talk to people kind of where they're coming from. The majority of the people that we talk to love Jesus. You want to know how? You hear it in their voice. You'll get people in here. They are just so thrilled to be connected to Jesus Christ. It just pours out of them. And then you get some people and they're in here and they've got a purpose or a cause that's a little bit different than the kingdom. And the reason I'm bringing that up is that you understand that it's your responsibility to test. It's your responsibility to review. It's your responsibility to prove all things. Now, of course, you have mercy and you have grace in that process. And you don't want to become legalistic because how many people know I can't stand the legalistic element that takes place in Christianity? But our words matter. And I'll tell you something, in Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So what you say reveals where it's coming from as well. And if you're a person that speaks life, guess who you're connected to? The King of Life. If you're a person that speaks down, if you speak negative all the time, I'm not talking about positive confession. I'm just talking if you shut people down by your words, if you hurt them, wound them, if you're a person that's, you know, offensive by everything you say, that's something that you need to look at. And if you're a Christian, you think, you know what, I don't think my words are where they need to be. I think I need to do a better job. I think my heart's got a little bit of darkness in it. You don't have to go freaking out and bang your head against the wall. You come to the Lord and you say, help me. Help me to have the reflection of my heart be closer to your heart. Help me to be able to exemplify you in what's going on the inside of me and what's going on the outside of me and what's going on in my heart and what's going on in my communication. And one of the things that we did when we started this show, it was kind of cool. We decided that we would really seek to speak life often. That doesn't mean that we don't challenge people in Scripture. That doesn't mean that we don't put it right out there and say, hey, this is the requirements. We're supposed to gather together. We're supposed to support one another. We're supposed to protect one another. We're supposed to love on one another. It's by our love for one another that all men know we're his disciples. All of that is powerful. But we want to speak life and draw people closer to the Lord. So here's my challenge for you. Ready? Ooh, here we go. The next time you're talking to somebody that you've talked to 100 times before, purposely observe your words and see if they're uplifting. And if you notice that they're not as uplifting, ask God to help you to change that so that your words speak life. Because God is a God of life. And he loves his kids. And he loves to bless his kids. You know what? You're part of that blessing. So I encourage you to do that. Your mouth shows your heart. So if you look in the mirror, are you okay? That's an important question. You need to be. Move it towards the Lord. And again, and anybody will tell you this, if you've been a Christian for more than an hour, you're not going to do everything perfect. One step closer in every encounter you have, right? Just a little bit more like Jesus, a little bit more every day, a little bit more until the trumpet blows, right? That's the way to do it. Okay, we're going to break early so we can get some extra time with Tammy and Chris, because that's what we want to do, because we have fun times. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. I'll give this broken heart to you.
Local, national, and heavenly talk.
This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
God can be trusted to guide us.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Kirsten Holmberg. Kirsten writes, "For our wedding anniversary, my husband borrowed a tandem bike so we could enjoy a romantic adventure together. As we began to pedal on our way, I quickly realized that as the rider on the back, my vision of the road ahead was eclipsed by my husband's broad shoulders. Also, my handlebars were fixed. They didn't affect the steering of the bike. Only the front handlebars determined our direction. Mine served merely as support for my upper body. I had the choice to either be frustrated by my lack of control or to embrace the journey and trust Mike would guide us safely on a route." Kirsten continues, "When God asked Abram to leave his homeland and family, he didn't offer much information concerning the destination. No geographic coordinates, no description of the new land or its natural resources, not even an indication of how long it would take to get there. God simply gave the instruction to go to the land he would show him. Abram's obedience to God's instruction, despite lacking the details most humans crave, is credited to him as faith. If we find ourselves grappling with uncertainty or a lack of control in our lives, let's seek to adopt Abram's example of following and trusting God. The Lord will steer us well." You can access the daily devotional wherever you go with the Our Daily Bread mobile app. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The death of a spouse is incredibly painful.
I did every day of my life with Karen. She's the only person who shared all my life experiences. We could finish each other's sentences. Didn't have to explain anything to her. We lived it all together.
That's Ron Hutchcraft. He and his wife, Karen, spent decades doing Christian ministry together. Ron was devastated when she died.
And the question at this moment, when you lose the anchor person of your life, is Jesus enough? This Jesus you've talked about all your life, is he that alive? Is he that real? Is he that powerful?
The answer is yes. Because Ron and Karen surrendered their lives to Jesus, Ron knows that he'll see her again in heaven.
The grief really hurts. This anchor holds. Nothing can ever separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Would you like to know more about the power of God's love? You can at findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Take me riding in the car, car, take me riding in the car, car. Take you riding in my car, car, I'll take you riding in my car.
That's really just for Chris, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I'm going to tell you right now. Take me for riding the car. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't forget, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com, as we said before. And we'll say again, if you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. Okay. We want to tell you that this is the first time that we've had Tammy Ashland in the studio, right?
Yes, I mean, thank you, David.
You were kind of like thinking, woo. And then she's finding out it is a little nutty in here. Chris George has been with us before and has been on the phone, you know, multiple times in our run-up to our 1,000th show. You were on, you know, quite a few times. What are we talking about, 34? I mean, it was once a month for 3 years kind of thing, right?
We plus, added plus. To that number.
Yeah.
We added to that 1,000 mark.
Yeah, you sure did. And so it's a pleasure to have you guys. For those that do not remember, see, one of the things that's great about real, honest Christian radio is you have sponsors that come in, you have sponsors that go out, but you remain friends and you remain connected. So a lot of people in the radio business, it's kind of cutthroat. You know, it's like, what? You don't advertise with me. And it's like, I'm just thankful that they ever came on board in the first place. Are you kidding? It works for me. It's great. And not only that, but I mean, the fact of the matter is I bought my car from Chris. So, I mean, let's just be honest. And I happen to like my car. So anyway, going into that, they have some things that they want to talk about, an event that's pertinent to San Diego as a community. And we want to talk about that. We do want to mention, first of all, for a business sake, that you are the general manager for Subaru and Mazda El Cajon. So I don't want anybody to miss that all those
live reads and those commercials and everything. This is the Chris that you've been wondering about. Is this the guy? Yeah, but, you know, he doesn't look any different because this is radio. All right, so beyond that, so I'm just saying it's the same looking type of thing, whatever you're listening to. So let's talk about an event that's coming up that's significant enough where we wanted to make sure to give space for Tammy and for Chris. It's called Meet the Mayor, Meet the Need, and that's the luncheon. So Chris is going to go first because Tammy doesn't want to, and then we'll go back over to Tammy after
sounds
that.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
excellent.
Sounds like a fair plan. Go ahead.
Well, we're excited, David. Thanks for having us. And we are in our fourth year out in East County. Meet the Mayor. It's a National Day of Prayer, and it's the Mayor's Luncheon. And this year we have all four mayors, La Mesa, Lemon Grove, El Cajon, and Santee, that are going to be there. We're going to have David Barton as a speaker. And it's really to get the community together. And we have a heart this year of and themed it Meet the Mayor, Meet the Need, because we want some community leaders, business leaders, church leaders, educational leaders. We need to sell some tables. So we're that's what our communication is today. You know, a table of 10 is $275. And we'd really like to put the challenge out there for you. And Tammy's got something special she's going to throw in. But put the challenge out there for you to buy a table, sponsor a table, and bring some young people. Because we want to do something more than just a lunch. Because mm-hmm. it's 90 minutes. And we want to have some community involvement and contribution. What's the heart of each mayor for their city for 17 and 18, and how can we partner with you? And so that's the heart of what the event is, and it's a great opportunity to meet people in those categories, leader in each of those categories, and stick around and meet the mayor.
All right, so a couple things I want to ask you real quick, and let me get some verification. So eastcountymayorsluncheon.com. So I want to make sure people know that, because it's a long URL, but it's one that you could remember because you're in San Diego, so everybody knows what East County is, and then you know what a mayor is, only it's a mayor's plural, and then it's a luncheon. So you see, so you put those things together, and you have East County Mayor's Luncheon, and then .com. You should be able to figure out on your own. So the idea is to get the community together. You got four mayors, right? Is that correct? Four mayors gathering together to talk about vision for community, vision for the cities, and collectively talking together to say, look, there's a lot of weird stuff going on, and there's a lot of hard stuff going on, but we want to have vision for the future, and we want to pull people together, not rip them apart and separate them in these little, you know, boxes. So let's gather and talk about this, and we'll share with you where we're heading, and you can hear what's going on, and I'm sure there'll be some interactions. Is this the idea that the mayors will have a chance, people will be able to talk to them? Is that right, Tammy?
Absolutely. So the mayors are each going to be able to speak about their heart for their city, and that's one thing that I'm really excited about. Chris and I have been able to meet with the mayors one-on-one, find out, really listen to what their heart is, what they're excited about, what they're passionate about, where they're putting their energy and efforts. And we get to see that up close. And this is the Mayor's Luncheon is a chance for you to be able to see it up close as well. And then after the luncheon is over, we're going to end right at 1 o'clock. We're about 15 minutes or so. Each of the four mayors are going to be hanging around to meet the constituents in their cities, to have people sign up for the opportunities. We have La Mesa is going to be doing a graffiti project. Some of the other ones are going to be doing clean up the park. So we're super excited for the opportunity for us people to be able to hear the heart of the mayors, to meet them up close and to partner with them in building up our communities.
All right. So there's a couple things I want to make sure you understand. So normally the tickets are $30, and that's going to include a lunch. It's paying kind of for the whole procedure, right? It's all like, I mean, this is like, they're not just a, hey, everybody come, we're going to give you a steak lunch for nothing. I mean, this is a part of the community participating together. But you got Mayor Bill Wells and John Minto. It's Raquel Vasquez. Mm-hmm. And then it's Mark. You'll have to do his last name for me.
We call him Dr. A.
Okay, works for me because it's radio. So the idea is to gather together. Now, I know there's people out there, and we do replays on our show multiple times. And you're going to hear this, and there's going to be something that Tammy's going to throw your direction you're going to have a chance for. But we're going to do it on a limited basis, and you'll hear that in a minute. But here's what I want to say. If you're out there and you're a part of the East County and you understand Jeremiah chapter 29, not verse 11, because I know people are going, oh, 29:11, I have the future and a hope for you, and I'm excited. Yeah, but see, in verse 7 and 8, it talks about you being a blessing for the city by which God has put you in. And if you're in a city, God wants to make you a blessing within the city. And one of the ways to do that is to connect with the city. And in fact, the scripture actually says in the English Standard Version, as I bless the city, I will bless you. And it's like, ooh, another venue of blessing. I don't know how you can't take that. East County Mayor's Luncheon.com. That's where you want to go to sign up. Now, before we get into anything else, is there a number? Is there a phone number? Or should they just use the website?
Just use the website.
So if you're a person and you're like, I don't really know how to use website, you can still call the station and have them forward your name and number to me, and I will get back to you and help you coordinate it. So you won't have to worry about, oh, there's a whole bunch of stuff to do. Like, yeah, there's not. It's not that many. Come on. So, again, online, eastcountymayorsluncheon.com. And what we're going to do, without even Chris or Terry knowing, is they're going to do this again next year, because I'm sure you guys will keep doing this. Next year, we're going to make a bigger production as we build up for you guys, as opposed
Thank
to
you.
This year. So this year, so there's our intro. You know, next year we're going to go whoop. Okay, go a little bit up. All right, so Tammy, you had something happen this morning, or you had some maybe impression this morning that you thought, hey, I got to respond to this. What was that all about?
I was laying in bed very early this morning because that's when the Lord woke me up, and thinking about how counterintuitive it is to spend our time in community. And the reason that is because most of us, our lives are pretty full, right? They're already full, and God's called us to be good stewards of our time and our resources. So we have to be super intentional about what we're spending our time on. And it seems counterintuitive to go to a luncheon, the meet the mayor, meet the need, when our lives are already really full. Do we have time to add an extra 5 hours on to help with a community project when our neighbors and our families are already so busy and so full? So to me, it was a counterintuitive, similar to what tithing is. You know, in Malachi, God says, test me in this. So I will leave the God part of the equation to God. But in regards to the counterintuitive part of being involved in our community, I wanted to challenge 9 people. So 9 people who are out there listening right now, who feel that tug, who feel that gnawing, like, I want to be involved in community, but I don't know that I have the time. I don't feel like I have the time, but I want to be there. So I would had asked the studio if they would coordinate, if any of those 9 people, so we have room for 9 people, to call into the studio. They'll receive special directions from David and his team on how to register, but you will pay your $30 in advance, and you will sit at my table with me, and at the end of the luncheon, I will give you $15 cash back. And that's, you don't owe me anything, but it's an opportunity just for an open door to trust the Lord in this moment, in this call to you, to draw you to the mayor's luncheon, just to see what's going on in your community and how you might be used in that, and trust his counterintuitive economy. And I'll do my part. I will give you half of your ticket price back. And what you do with that and how you go forward is between yourself and the Lord.
All right. So now here's what I want you to think about, because you're an audience. I know you guys are thinking already, because I can smell the wood burning. Here's what we know for sure. That when you give unto the Lord, and let's say you're a person that's faithful and diligent in your tithe, you already know God can do more with your 90%, quote unquote, than you can do with your own 100%. It's not really rocket science there. It has to do with fishes and loaves and getting the whole thing. And then remembering that that's the only miracle independent of the resurrection that's in each of the Gospels, is the feeding of the 5,000, which there's a reason for that. All right, so what we're talking about is you spending the time and the commitment and believing that God will use that time to be a blessing in such a way that that time will almost, in a sense, be redeemed by the grace of God. And for those that don't understand the redemption of time, I encourage you to check out Joel chapter 1 and 2, where God says, I'll redeem the time. And that's somewhere where you can figure out that he does that. So what the challenge is for you to do that. Now, am I expecting you to do that all in the next 5 minutes? No, you guys never do that. I know how this goes. We raise $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. We start one day and it takes, you know, how it goes. I get it. But if you're one of those people that's like, wait, let me get this straight. $30, it's a gathering, fellowship together of believers with the mayors and with all the people in the community, seeing where these cities are going, seeing what direction is going. I'm going to get a lunch out of this. It costs $30, and at the end of it, I'm getting 50% back. So it's $15 for me to get a handle on where things are going, not only to know how to pray, but how to connect.
There you go.
Bam. Right? Really? 15? Come on. All right. Here's what I want to do. I'm going to tell you a couple things, and then we're going to take a break and come back and talk about it a little bit more. East County Mayor's Luncheon. East County Mayor's Luncheon. The whole thing is meet the mayor, meet the need. And that has to do with us taking care of our service within the community. And if you're like one of those people going, well, I've always wanted to do something in the community,
Ta-da! There you go. This is it. EastCountyMayorsLuncheon.com. Check that out. We're going to take a short break, then come back with Chris and Tammy. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
We hear much about separation of church and state. The question is the proper, and I repeat, proper separation of church and state. This is Jim Garlow. The answer is to realize that the civil government has authority for national defense. However, the church is considerably better predisposed to the welfare of individuals and families. Long before the government became so involved in the early 1900s, the church had an excellent track record of providing for the poor and needy. The greatest philanthropic endeavors throughout history have been because of the church. The calling of Christ to love the widow, the orphan, one's neighbor, it's in the DNA of every authentic Christ follower. In fact, the pervasiveness of the image of God on every person, that is, the impulse to help, is not merely a Christian phenomenon, it's evidence of God's redemptive fingerprint on the human spirit, made in the image of God. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
Two verses in Proverbs appear right together, and they seem to contradict one another. One says, "Do not answer a fool according to his folly." And the next verse says, "Answer a fool according to his folly." So which should we do when we hear someone making a fool of himself? Well, it depends on how we answer. If we argue, we become as big a fool as the other. But if we wait for the right opportunity and share a word of wisdom that will help, then we have done the person a favor. We need wisdom from God to know when to answer and when to remain quiet. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's wisdom on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins shared his thoughts on a recent push to allow nonviolent criminals access to care through faith-based facilities.
Part of this right on crime or this reform of criminal justice is to direct them into treatment facilities, and part of this is, and this is what I was pushing for even 20 years ago, but now it's actually caught on, are faith-based organizations that help. Because when you look at drugs and crime and bad choices, it's usually driven by issues. And it's oftentimes the drugs are used to try to, well, you know, self-medicate, to suppress issues, oftentimes issues that are spiritual in nature.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I thought I'd give you a weather update. I haven't done that for a long time. Here's the weather update. We've got it. Yay! That's your whole update. All right, so Tammy wanted me to make sure that everybody understands that in her special offer, where instead of $30 for a ticket at the table, and we're going to talk about the added value you don't even know about yet, it's going to be $15 if you end up going to this luncheon. But if you're one of Tammy's table, that's a special designation. So if you send me an email, davidspoon@kprz.com, you have to put Tammy's table in the subject line, or you can call the studio at 866-K-PRAISE and say, I want to do something for Tammy's table. This is the last time I'm going to tell you this. Or you can call the station, the main station. You call 858-535-1210 and say, hey, I wanted to sign up for Tammy's table. And after saying Tammy's table four times, if you haven't figured out it's Tammy's table by now, maybe you should not sit at Tammy's table. Okay, got that done. So what we're talking about
I'm so excited.
I'm talking about
love it.
Is Meet the Mayor, Meet the Need.
And this is a meeting that's going to be taking place. What's the date of the meeting? May 4th?
So May 4th, but put the comma is National Day of Prayer.
Okay.
So National Day of Prayer, Thursday, May 4th.
So it's like connected together with the mindset. We're pulling everything together, right?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, just a little bit.
Okay. Now, here is the other thing I want to remind you. East County Mayor's Luncheon.com. That's the website. And what I didn't know, which we just found out, is Chris is going to talk to us because they're going to have a special speaker there named David Barton of Wall Builders. Who is David Barton? He's got a great first name. So who is David Barton?
Great first name. That was done by design. David Barton would be the leading expert in Christian history in the foundation of our country. Toured with Glenn Beck a few years ago when the Glenn Beck show was on. We were brainstorming and said, hey, anybody think that we could get David Barton? Everybody in the room says, absolutely not. Tammy sends off an email and he says, absolutely, he'll be there. So we are so excited because if you Google him or you look up Wall Builders, he wrote a book called The Bulletproof George Washington, talks about his story. I won't do it justice, but if you read it, it's fascinating how God's hand was on the founders of our country, and he goes into not only depth but breadth of God and his influence in those who founded our country. So it's a fascinating, fascinating topic and speaker, David Barton, Wall Builders.
Now, see, that's cool because a lot of people don't recognize how the hand of God was involved, and that's where you get some of the liberal wackadoodles who are out there going, God wasn't anywhere around. And it's like, well, there's a bad saying amongst Christian conservatives who get a little upset about that now, and that's the, gee, I'm sorry, God didn't choose you line. But it's something you got to get through. You got to pray for him. That's the idea, not just to throw rocks. So beware of that. So, Tammy, is there another access point besides East County Mayor's Luncheon.com that people can get to so they can get more info?
David, I'm so excited that you asked on Facebook. And do you have any Facebook listeners, David?
Yeah, we have the listeners all over the world, apparently.
So, I'll bet you do.
Yes, we do.
So if you're on Facebook, you can go to Meet the Mayor, Meet the Need. And we have a page set up there, and there's all kinds of fun things in there. Most recently, right now, we have a video of Pastor Roland Slade, who is just inviting people to come to the neighbor to swing by his table and introduce himself. And I believe it's tomorrow we'll have a video of Mayor Bill Wells from El Cajon, and he has an invitation as well. So we're going to, as we get closer and closer to the event, we're only a couple weeks out, we'll have more and more surprise things there. But if you like the page, you can follow it. And of course, from there, you can link over to the website and buy your tickets as well.
Yeah, see, that's the way to do it. And actually, I talked to, through instant message, Pastor Roland not that long ago, because we had Pastor Sean on, who they're doing the merger with. So, it's like, I know what's going on. And I'm one of those people that circles around in the helicopter going, this is what's happening. Anyway, here's what I'm encouraging you to consider, to think about. There's people out there that are like, wait, is this like a political rally? No. This is God put you in the city that you're in for a reason. And by the way, if you don't believe that, then I just want to make sure you get this. You don't believe in the sovereignty of God? I want to check that. Because God doesn't put people in places for nothing. He puts people in places for purpose, starting with Adam and Eve and moving all the way through. In fact, Scripture is clear that God sets up borders. So let's understand how God does things. He does things on a grand scale, and part of that grand scale is you being involved in that process. That's it. You can't get away from that. The question is, to what level? Well, you have to figure that out between you and God. Here's a great chance to see if you're into this level, right? For 15, it's 30, but if you sit at Tammy's table, it's only 15 by the time you're done for lunch, for hearing what the mayors are trying to get accomplished in their hearts for the city in 2017 and 2018, and then also to have an opportunity to hear David Barton talk and share about, I would venture to say, that his talk is going to have a lot to do with the sovereign hand of God, his fingerprints in our communities. And you just know it's going to kind of weave together as this together moment that the Lord's trying to teach people and help people to grow together. So if you're a person and you're thinking, man, I'd love to do that, but I don't even know if I have that money, for Tammy's table, if you are considering that, I'll even help sponsor that, and we'll help sponsor some of that as well. So you just want to go, you just make sure to make the contact, we'll get you there, okay?
Fantastic.
The rest of it's not a problem. The other part about this is for you to become a prayer partner
in the process regardless. And that's one of the big things we do on the show. Romans 15:30, join me in my struggle by praying for me, Paul said. So join the struggle by prayer at a minimum. It only takes 10 seconds a day, and it can be a cause in your heart that is near and dear to the heart of God. And that way you can partner and you can know what's going on. That's always a good thing, right? Right? That's not hard, is it?
No, it's great. And you know what's really interesting, David, is we met with some of the mayors, and they work full-time jobs on top of being the mayor of these cities. So they're serving our community. And Raquel Vasquez and Lemon Grove and Dr. A and Bill, and I'm not sure if John Minto is or not, but I know he did. And we actually, National Day of Prayer, after we're done, the respective pastors in the communities get up and we pray for the mayors. And so being part of praying for your leadership, here in the heart of the leadership, where the community's going, what their heart is critical. Mark Hoffman coined a term three years ago, about government, business, and church. And that's what this lunch is about. Government gives the permission, business has the capital, church has the people. And those three entities, and education, really, working together to break down the silos in the community and start getting rid of some of these walls that keep us from being effective. So we really want to see Christians show up and start to go out into the community and bring the church to the community instead of waiting for the community to come into our church.
Excellent. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap it up right there. I want you to know EastCountyMayorsLuncheon.com. EastCountyMayorsLuncheon.com. Also, the Facebook page, and the Facebook page is?
Meet the Mayor, Meet the Need.
Meet the Mayor, Meet the Need on Facebook. And don't forget, you want to be a part of Tammy's table, or I'm going to hear it. So you better do something about it, because I don't want to hear about that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.